tried it once just to see what happened. I should have married Gil, Mother. He would have been dependable.
Has anybody seen my tan bag?
Gwen, you're not going out. Throckmorton wants to read his play to us down at Oscar's office.
Oh, Mother, that's absurd. I've had this date with Perry's mother for a week.
And just as important and more so.
But Mother,
if you think it's going to be any fun for me to sit there and hear a play read...
But I wouldn't care if it wasn't
and
Perry's mother,
to,
and she'll probably
and
never ask me again.
Room, now,
I couldn't go and see
her. Quiet, you two.
I'll be
quiet. There's someone at the door.
I'll open it. Tony!
Quiet, everybody, quiet. How are you, Mom? Julie, you look great. Quiet, everybody! Is the back door locked? Gwen, take a look out that window. See if there's a man out there in a long overcoat. Dan, if there's anyone coming to dinner, call it off. Julie,
Tony,
you gotta get...
Wait, how did we get
here?
Tony Cavendish, I want to know what this is all
about.
Ah,
Mom, how's America's sweetheart, huh? Aren't you glad to see your baby boy?
Tony,
Fanny.
Tony, how did you get here?
I flew. Eddie flew me in.
Tony, yeah? I want a truthful answer. Did you hit this Deming fellow on account of this Vickery Zachary boy?
Ah, Mom, of course not. No, not a kid. Didn't like me, see? And when we were out on location to shoot the desert scenes, he tried to make me ride the worst camel of the lot. Well, naturally, I got furious.
Oh, Tony.
Don't answer!
Why not?
I got reporters after me and columnists and natural lawyers. I gotta lay low here until I sail.
Sail where?
Europe, of course. Tomorrow on the Pandamania.
Look, somebody has to answer the doorbell.
All right, you, Gwen, but wait till I get out of here. Come on, Julie. Fan, I'll tell you all about it. Come on upstairs with me while I take a bath.
Oh, I love going with Tony.
Hello, Gwen. You all ready?
Oh, Perry.
What's the matter?
I can't go.
What do you mean you can't go?
They're going to read the play down at Wolf's office.
Oh, Gwen, you can't mean you're breaking this date just to go and hear somebody read a play. What play?
The play. The author's going to read it. This is part of my job, Perry.
What about last Wednesday?
Wednesday? Oh, that. I had to be photographed with Mother. It's all just because of the new play, Perry.
Yes, but there'll always be a new play. Won't there, Gwen?
Well, I hope so. I'm an actress, Perry.
Sure, you're an actress. And when I marry you, what am I going to do every night? See the show?
Perry, my work is just as important as yours. I can give you the names of actors and actresses of 300 years ago. You name me two 17th century stockbrokers.
All right. I'll give up my work and trail behind you carrying your Pekingese.
It's not a Pekingese. Oh, Perry, what are we talking like this for? It's horrible. Forgive me. How could I talk like that to you?
Oh, it's my fault, Gwen. I didn't know what I was saying.
Perry, dear.
Oh, honey, what does anything matter?
Weren't we a couple of idiots? We've never quarreled before.
And we won't again. Honey, there isn't anything that matters to me except you.
And you're all that matters to me.
Oh, Gwen, darling, you're wonderful. Now, come on, honey, it's late.
What?
Well, you're coming with me, aren't you?
Perry, you haven't heard a word I've said.
I heard everything you said. You heard what I said, too, didn't you?
Perry, we're not going to go all over this again, are we?
No, Gwen, we're not going all over it again. Not at all. We're not going over any of it again. Besides, I've got to get started. I'm late. Goodbye.
We're late. Hurry up.
I'm not coming.
Now, Gwen, don't start that all over again.
I'm not coming, do you understand? I'm not ever coming. I'm not going to act in it at all.
Will you put on your hat and coat?
Listen to me. I don't just mean I'm not going to be in this play. I'm not going to be in any play.
What are you talking about?
I mean it. I'm through with the stage. I'm never going to act again.
What's going on here?
Oh, Tony, Gwen has some silly idea. She's going to quit the stage.
Quit the stage? Now, listen to me, Gwen. You'll hate being in pictures.
I'm not going into pictures.
You mean you're going to quit the stage and you're not going into pictures? What else is there?
There's home. I've never had a real home, and now I'm going to make one.
That's romantic, fiddle faddle. Tony, answer that bell. Now, Gwen.
I'm through, I tell you. Do you know what Perry did? He walked right out of the room.
It's probably this child's boyfriend come back. Answer that, will you, Tony?
Okay.
I'm going to marry Perry. I tell you, I'm going to marry Perry.
I'm looking for Mr. Tony Cavendish.
Oui? And why?
Never mind why I want to see him.
You have not heard the news? Mr. Tony Cavendish died this morning.
Don't give me that. I'm here to serve these papers on Tony Cavendish, and I'm going to serve them.
If you do not believe me, look there. Regarde. The niece of Tony Cavendish, grief-stricken.
Yeah, well...
Now, why do you not leave this house of mourning?
I'm sorry, sir. Mm. Very sorry I intruded. Mm. I'll go.
Bon, a bientôt. Quick, lock the place up.
Why, who's that man, Tony?
He was a process server. Zeta is suing me for breach of promise. $200,000. Julie, I've got to get out of the country. You've got to get me passage on the Pandamania tomorrow.
Oh, Tony.
That process server's lucky I didn't kill him.
Tony, it's just his job. Why be sore with him?
Because I'm the greatest Hamlet since Grandfather, and I made 3 movies that grossed $1 billion apiece, and that so-and-so didn't even recognize me.
So quiet that you'd almost think the Cavendishes were a typical American family named Smith or Cohen or Miller. One of those sweet families with a lovable scamp of a son, and heaven knows that Tony can fill that bill. But lovable scamps have to be talked to harshly sometimes.
Oh, Sam.
I know, Tony, I know. Do you think I don't understand about this Shadrach woman or whatever they call her? Mm. Do you think I care about her as her? I've waited a long time, Tony, to see you again where you belong. To hear your voice in the theater again. Your voice with all the throb or the snarl or the bite that you know how to use because I taught you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like it too, Fanny. You remember? Remember when we did The Queen's Lover? Places. The Queen, my lady. Has sent me.
The Queen! And did she know that we had met before?
She knew it, milady.
How very amusing that is. It seems our great queen must have a sense of humor.
I would not call it that, milady. Humor? No, no. Cruelty. Cruelty! And in that she is a true cousin to you, milady. And before heaven I swear that for your cruelty you and she too, yes, she too, though she is my queen, shall suffer the black creeping horrors that you both have visited
you
on me.
You could do nothing to either of
yes,
us.
Yes, and I shall. She and you, my lady, shall lie in terror in the darkness and listen to the lonely crying of your own sick hearts. And I shall make you crawl to me and kiss my feet before I have done with you.
Curtain! Oh, Tony, Tony. When are you going to do another play?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to wait, Van. I got a sail tonight. I got to get away. Hey, where's Julie?
She has a matinee today. She's gone.
She's gone? Why'd you let her get away? What's the number of the theater? Where's the phone? By heaven, I shall make her crawl to me and kiss my feet if she doesn't get me passage tonight.
All right, Tony. All right. All right, I said I'd try, didn't I? Goodbye.
What was that all about, Julie?
Gilbert, that was my dear little brother, Tony.
If I remember Tony from 18 years ago, that means trouble.
It's still that way, Gil. Oh, why don't you go back to South America and dig your emeralds? Don't get involved with us Cavendishes, Gil.
What's the trouble, Julie?
Well, Tony went out to Hollywood with a $1 billion contract. And as soon as they started to take the picture, he knocked out the director and quit. And now he's got to go to Europe to get away from a $200,000 breach of promise suit. And I've got to provide the passage.
I suppose you have this kind of thing all the time.
I don't mean to complain. It just happens that today blood is thicker than usual.
Julie, you ought to have everything in the world done for you. Done for you by someone who loves you.
Oh, don't, Gil. Don't say things.
Julie, you ought to be in a country house somewhere with a garden around it and trees. If you could see the place I've got in England. An old stone house and a rose garden that's famous. And there it stands, empty, Julie.
Oh, Gil.
Well, we can go any place else you want. Cairo, Samaritz, anywhere you say. Don't you know that's the way you ought to be living? Don't you?
Oh, Gil, darling, if I only could.
You can, Julie. You're going to.
It's 18 years too late, Gil.
No, Julie. None of the things you felt 18 years ago and denied to yourself 18 years ago are still in your heart. And they are, aren't they, Julie?
Yes, Gil. Yes, darling.
Julie.
Oh, Gil.
On stage, Miss Cavendish.
Oh,
on
nuts.
Stage. Magnificent. magnificent, Miss Cavendish.
Thank you, darling.
Miss Cavendish, have you time to
not
try...
Not now, Billy.
But, Miss Cavendish, I simply must show you the new gown for the third
later,
act.
Later, darling, later.
Oh, Julie.
That's the first act over. Gil, have you ever played to an audience made up entirely of sea lions?
No.
Oh, of course not. I forgot you wouldn't know what I mean.
Julie, you know what I meant, though, before you had to leave for that first act.
Yes, Gil.
Julie, when are we going to get married?
Oh, Gil, I don't know what I ought to say.
Well, I know what you ought to say, Julie, and you're going to say it. You're going to say it now. Don't answer it.
I have to, Gil.
Oh.
Hello? What? But, Tony, it's dangerous for Mother to go out. The doctor said she mustn't leave the house. Yes, Tony, I know you can't show your face on the street, but... No, Gwen left at breakfast time. I don't know where she went. Tony, we've got to find Mother. Call the police. Call the radio stations. I'll be home as soon as the play's over. I won't even wait for a curtain call. Gil, Mother's disappeared.
Calling all cars, calling all cars. Be on the lookout for Miss Fanny Cavendish. Description 870, but she'll say 63. Height 5'6", weight 100 pounds. Walks with a cane, and if she doesn't want to come along with you, she'll use it on your head. Calling all cars.
Flash! The police of Manhattan have the dragnet out for Miss Fanny Cavendish, grand old lady of the American stage, who left her home this morning against the orders of her personal physician. Miss Cavendish is the mother of Tony Cavendish, screen lover, who is being sued for breach of promise by Zita Kadak, the anatomic bombshell. It is felt by those who know the old lady that she is looking for Miss Kadak, and not merely to discuss the Moscow Art Theater.
Gwen, I think it was wonderful of you to come out here to Mother's.
Thanks, Perry. I hope you think so, too, Mrs. Stewart.
I do, Gwen. I do. Naturally, I don't want my son to marry a girl who cannot keep appointments. But since you apologize, and especially since you say you will not continue on the stage...
Don't worry, Mrs. Stewart. I'm through with the stage.
Gwen Cavendish, what? You ought to have your mouth washed out with soap.
Grandmother!
Don't use that loathsome word.
Miss Cavendish, this is an unexpected pleasure.
How do you do, Mrs. Stewart? And Perry?
Why, hello.
Grandmother, you're not supposed to leave the house.
I came to take you home, Gwen. You need rest. You go into rehearsal Monday.
But Gwen isn't going into the play.
Fiddlesticks.
No, Grandmother, it's true. I'm going to marry Perry. Marriage is my career from now on.
Marriage isn't a career. It's an incident. Aubrey Cavendish and I were married in the Church of St. Mary Redcliffe in Bristol, England, just before the matinee. The wedding supper was served on the stage after the matinee. She stoops to conquer, it was. And then we cleared the stage and played a scrap of paper for the night bill.
I know, Grandmother, but that's got nothing to do with me.
It has everything to do with you.
I love Perry, and I'm going to marry him.
Why not, at the end of the run?
But there's not going to be any run, and there's not going to be any play, not with Gwen in it.
That's where you're wrong, young man. Gwen is not going to let her marriage interfere with her work.
Work? Acting isn't work.
Acting isn't work. You sit there, Mrs. Stewart, knowing nothing about acting or work either, and tell me that. Did you ever try to learn how to walk across the stage or to sit down? Did you ever learn how to breathe so that you could deliver the clumsiest line of the stupidest author who ever lacked an ear for the common speech and to make it sound like winged poetry? Walk to that door, Mrs. Stewart. Walk to that door and turn and say goodbye and shut the door behind you. And do it at all in such a way that an audience will sit for 15 seconds entranced and then rise and beat their hands together and shout your name. You can't do it, Mrs. Stewart, but I can, even with this blasted cane.
Now, look here, Miss
Kevin. Keep quiet, young man. Every night when I'm sitting home alone, I'm really down there at the theater. 7:30, and they're going in the stage door. Good evening to the doorman. Taking down their keys and looking in the mail rack. 8:00. The stage hands are setting up. Half hour, Miss Cavendish. Grease paint, rouge, mascara. 15 minutes, Miss Cavendish. My costume, more rouge. Where's the rabbit's foot? Overture. Good evening, everybody. How's the house tonight? The curtain's up. Props, cue, enter. And my hands are cold and my cheeks are hot. And it's all that's kept me alive these 2 years.
Grandmother.
If you had going down there for me, Gwen, I wouldn't want to live. I couldn't live.
Miss Cavendish.
You.
summer.
Miss Carey! Carey, quick!
I've got her.
Quick.
Some water, quick!
I tell you, Tony, it was a performance. There was no other way to bring Gwen to her senses.
Sure, sure, Fan, sure. It was a performance.
It was, Tony.
Sure, yeah, you trooped and you earned a rest. Now sleep, old girl, sleep, huh? Sleep that knits up the raveled sleeve of care. Balm of hurt mind.
The death of each day's sorrow. Macbeth has murdered sleep. And therefore Glum shall sleep no more. Macbeth shall sleep no more.